Good morning to everyone. Today is Trinity Sunday, May 22nd. The epistle for the Feast of the Holy Trinity is taken from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God, how incomprehensible are his judgments and how unsearchable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has first given to him and recompense should be made him? For from him and through him and unto him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. As for the words of the epistle, reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all days, even unto the consummation of the world." Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Come, Holy Ghost. My dear faithful, today on the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity, a few words about this great mystery. And the first word is that it is indeed a mystery to have just one God and yet in that God three persons. It is something for which we have no other example of the same in the world. Whenever we have three persons around here, we have three things. One, two, three. You count the three things. Each one is a person, and yet there are three things. Now, in God, it's not the same. In God, you count the persons, one, two, three. But how many things do you have? Only one. God is only one thing. And yet, in him there are three persons. And that's a mystery. And yet we know what we have to believe. And this God is the Creator. He is the Redeemer. And he is our Judge. The Father is attributed to him is attributed to creation and all things that exist other than God himself have received their existence from God. He's the Creator. And how did they begin to exist? Well, because God, by his own power of his will, made them exist out of nothing. Just by taking thought and wishing it. That is the tremendous power that God displays in creation. All these things that exist around us, how do they be? How? Nothing can be without something giving it being. And that something is God. In all creation, look at the planets, the sun, comets, big things, and you look at the little things. A gnat. How does that gnat exist? Sometimes we wish it didn't exist. It's buzzing around our ears, right? But it does exist. How does it exist? And what about a gnat's eye? A little itty-bitty thing. You can't even see it without a magnifying glass. And it can see you. And what about the subatomic particles that have been discovered? Little tiny things, all organized and functioning properly. How do they exist and how do they stay in good order? God did it. And he can do greater things than you've seen. He's the Redeemer and the Judge. We attribute these things to the Son. The Son became man to give the human race a chance, another chance, to enter heaven and live with God. That's what we were made for. And we had forfeited all this through Adam, through the original sin, and many forfeit it by their personal sins. But the good Lord wanted to give us a chance to recover what we had forfeited. Our blessed destiny, which is to enter into heaven and live with the Holy Trinity, their own divine life, to be fulfilled in our beings, so that everything we were made for will be given us. And we lost it. And so the Son became man and died on the cross, sacrificing the sacrifice which the Father had demanded be offered to him on behalf of the human race in order to grant us this second chance. And so he's our Redeemer and our Judge. At the end of the world, the Son will come back and judge us all. And he will look and see in our hearts whether we have God's grace in our souls. If we have received it in baptism, and if we have preserved it by an innocent life, or recovered it and become innocent from then on by a good confession. And he will send those who have not fulfilled these requirements into hell. Those who have, he will bring them where they were meant to be, to live the life of the Blessed Trinity with them in heaven. And besides Creator, Redeemer, and Judge, there's God the Holy Ghost, who to whom is attributed inspiration and sanctification. And I would like to speak a little bit about inspiration, because we know that in the sacred scriptures, it's the Holy Ghost who inspired them to write what they wrote. Each writer, each one of the authors of a book in the Bible. The Holy Ghost taught them what to write down. And in the pulpit, when the preacher, when the Catholic theologian is teaching, the Holy Ghost inspires him to teach the things which Jesus Christ taught. And it really helps if the preacher listens to the Holy Ghost and says those things. There are some who do not listen. And then he inspires each one of us. And of course, he used the agency of angels. But behind these inspirations that we get through angels, our guardian angels, is the Holy Ghost, who tells them what to inspire. And he's working through them as an agent. The angel is an agent of the Holy Ghost. And so, as Satan has his devils suggesting evil into our hearts and minds, giving us bad suggestions, and they come to us every day. There is no one the devil leaves alone for a day. So the guardian angel is giving us the right idea. However, we must tune in our mental radios to what the guardian angel is saying. You know that if you have a radio in your car or whatever, and you turn it on, and you have several stations on the air, and you can only play one of them at a time. So you use the tuner. You tune in to this or that station. If you tune into a station with bad music, that's compared to paying attention to the devil and ignoring your guardian angel. Tune into the good music while you compare that to someone who refuses to listen to the bad suggestions and tunes himself into the good angel who brings messages of the Holy Ghost. Of course, this is not really a sermon against bad music, although that would be good. I'm really trying to teach you to pay attention to your guardian angel. And it has to be habitual. In other words, every day we try to find out what our good angel would be saying to us. Whenever trouble comes up in front of us, we should ask him, "Okay, guardian angel, what do you say about this?" And usually, without hearing any voices or seeing any signs, you can figure it out real fast. You know what he would tell you. And then it's easy to go ahead and do that because you already have somebody on your side and you're paying attention to them. It's your guardian angel. He's been assigned to you. You might say, in a certain sense, that all of us are mental cases. And your guardian angel is your case worker. He's a divine social worker. And he knows your case very well because it's the only case he's got to work on. And so you want to take a mental glance at his face each time there's trouble coming up in front of you. And say, "Now, okay, guardian angel, what do you got to say to me today? What is the Holy Ghost telling you?" And then you have the right idea. You have a good ally, a good friend, helping you along the path of salvation. And so, this Feast of the Holy Trinity, let us remember to adore our God, who is one God in three persons. We adore the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost as three persons, yet only one thing. Let us be grateful to the Father for having been kind enough to think of us and create us from nothing. Gratitude to the Father. Let us be grateful to the Son for the gift of redemption and for his great love with which he will judge us if we've been good. And then let us be also grateful to the Holy Ghost and pledge that we will listen to our guardian angel every day and be truly devoted to our guardian angel, because this way we tune out the bad influence of the devil, we break our bad habits, and we are also made to partake in the happiness of being obedient to God and pleasing in the eyes of God, because we're doing the thing that he wanted us to do after having made us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.